Oh, there's a nice play by Figueroa. Is he going to get into the area? He does, into the area. Last chance. Shot comes in, and it's in the net for Derry City. Equaliser for Derry, right at the death. And Derry City have denied Harps a win, Declan. The pressure was building, the pressure was building, and the ball is in the back of the net.
Ah, yeah, listen, you have to say, really good play. Figueroa on the right-hand side. Forgot Mark Russell, got inside. And once he was inside the 18, we were bothered because Derry had the numbers in there. They had a great ball, diagonal ball behind everybody, and I think it was Little came in and scored it, and Mark McGinley got his feet to it on the net, and it's so disappointing after playing so well, and obviously Derry pushed hard, and they've got the draw at the very worst, and the game's up there now, it's 15 minutes up, and that's just so disappointing, and we should have seen that game out, and the lads have worked extremely hard, but it's disappointing to receive so late in the game.
Yeah, I think it was Little who got that goal, but you got to hand it to Figueroa. He's the man that created the opening. And, well, despite the best efforts of Mark Anthony McGinley, he couldn't keep it out. And, well, we would have taken a point coming into this one as the full-time whistle goes, Declan. But I'll tell you what, having led for so long and having held that lead right up towards the fifth minute of injury time at the end of this contest, that's going to feel like a defeat.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. When you're in that position and you see it out and you're only a minute left, we should have seen it out. And to be fair, I thought we defended really well all night. And that was the first opportunity where they got inside our box, and they've got a good delivery and enough bodies in there to cause problems, and they had a good finish at the very, very end of it. I suppose in the second half, Derry pushed and pushed and pushed. Didn't create that much, but over the general play, probably deserved to get a draw out of it in regards to kept on pushing and pushing. But as you say, it is disappointing because the lads put in so much work and effort into it, and we should have seen it out. As you said, even though it's a draw, we took that before the game started, it feels like a defeat.
It certainly does. You got to give credit to Derry, though. They didn't give up, Declan. They did have that opportunity just before the goal. Remember Mark Anthony McGinley making the save and Webster hacking the ball clear. I thought that was going to be enough to give Harps the win, but Derry came again, didn't they? And Figueroa won the ball. He just worked a brilliant opening, wonderful piece of skill right at the death, and has cut back, finished in the back of the net.
Yeah, brilliant skill. Just played right foot, left foot, skipped past Mark Russell. Once he's inside the box, we were in trouble then because they had the numbers and he had space in front of him. And all it was about there was him picking the right pass, and he put a good weight, good selection of pass, and he got a good connection, and he ended up scoring it. I thought Mark McGinley could have had his feet. I thought he might have saved it, but it underneath his feet and in for the net. And obviously the Derry supporters are going home quite happy. The Harps players are holding their hands on their head and they're bitterly disappointed and getting so close. But overall, you've got to be really happy with the performance. They came up here, they played really well, they worked their socks off, got a wee bit tired near the end. But I have to say the performance was as good as any performance that's done with Donnell before.
Yeah, indeed. So there you have it. All over here at the Ray McBride Brandywell Stadium, and Harps players making their way off the pitch, and they're applauding their travelling supporters over here in the main stand, and the Derry City supporters applauding the last of their players to leave the pitch. Goalkeeper Peter Cherry down there. In fairness to him, he didn't have all that much to do in terms of making saves in the second half. And Harps can be happy with the performance, but in the end, all they can take for it is a point, because it's finished here tonight at the Brandywell. Derry City 1, Finn Harps 1.